experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Hey, I want you to know about Wellington Environmental. This St. Louis-based company provides services all over the nation. Wellington Environmental specializes in preventing infectious outbreaks in hospitals, surgery centers, and clinics. Infections which kill more than 200 patients a day. The founder, Tom Wellington, is an expert on preventing these infections, and Tom's often asked to speak to health professionals. Wellington Environmental also specializes in dealing with mold issues and has an innovative sterile lightening process that can save time and money. And don't forget, Wellington Environmental can test your water supply to make sure it's free of lead and other toxins. So if you work in healthcare, the building industry, or just want to make sure your home is safe for your family, call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Time to hit the road. Why not an RV? Byerly's monthly RV school is a non-selling opportunity to learn about operations, use, and maintenance of RVs. And renting an RV can also be an enjoyable learning adventure. Reputation, experience of the selling dealer are also important. We are Byerly, a local, family, employee-owned RV dealer. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
It's party time at Surf and Sirloin. The holidays are just around the corner, and now is the time to get your holiday party on the books. Located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin can handle anywhere from 15 to 150 people. With a menu full of USDA prime beef entrees, 15 seafood specials, and top it off with New York-style cheesecake with strawberries or creme brulee. Call Surf and Sirloin 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
No need for Bobby to get all bothered up learning about sex when he can't do a damn thing about it anyway at his age. And with his features.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
That's still on in reruns, right?
I hope so.
Go
I don't know.
Hank Hill?
In a while.
I like Hank.
On sunny side of the street.
This was like a real neighborhood of regular real people. You know, there's that Boom Hour. Was
Boom
that
Hour.
One of them?
Yeah.
And then there's that other guy. I don't know. He's the one talking about.
That was
him.
Boom
that
Hour.
Boom Hour. And then this guy always had a can of beer in his hand.
And then there's Hank, who, you know, he doesn't have a real important job, but it's kind of a supervisory position. So he, you know, I guess of all the ones in the neighborhood, he would be considered more white collar.
And he does endorsements for Byerly.
No, that's...
No. Oh, no. Is that him?
Hey, Russ, if you're listening, boy, do I hope you thought that was funny. It wasn't meant... We like Hank Hill, and we like you. We like Byerly, because Byerly, for years and years and years, has put a lot of money into radio. They believe in radio, and apparently it worked, because to go down there and look at the size of Byerly.
And my parents bought one for me, so don't take it out on the station.
And if you happen to be there and meet Russ Patton, go, hey, man, you're the guy on the commercials who go,
I sure am.
It doesn't sound exactly the same, but I can see where there's a similarity there. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. This the October 24th edition. This is a special show today, and I'll tell you why. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, I was informed this morning by Dan, who called me. He always calls me right in the middle of sex when I'm having sex.
Oh,
and
man.
Yeah.
I guess your wife was going else's home.
Yeah.
Beat me to it. And he says, you know, Dr. Doug, he's in the dentist chair or something today?
Around the time that he's supposed to be on with
If he doesn't go to Ballas Dental Care, I hope it's painful. I do. If he's anywhere else, I hope it hurts.
And he said he has a toothache really bad.
That tells me he goes to the wrong dentist. If he went to Dr. Watanabe or Olivier or Haynes at Ballas Dental Care, he wouldn't have a toothache. But he won't be here, so I called Mike Evans, because we talked about doing this a few weeks ago, and it's been so long since you actually heard the Mike Evans story that I thought this would be the perfect day to do it. I said, you want to just come on for like the whole hour, 4 to 5? He said, sure. So what you're going to hear in the 4 o'clock hour are the kinds of things that people say to other people, oh my goodness, you should write a book.
Yeah,
because this guy, and I get asked, you know, not every day, but I get asked often, "What's Mike Evans? What's his story? What did he really work? Travel with the Dodgers? Did he really babysit for Sonny and Cher? Does he really have a brother who's now his sister? Yes, yes, yes. Did he almost go to prison because he didn't pay taxes for 10 years? Yes, all that's true. He was headed for the slammer, and the O.J. Simpson trial changed everything and enabled him to stay out of prison. That's not a joke. And he'll explain why. Did he really masquerade as somebody who had a hit record and he wasn't really that guy and got away with it for a couple of years? Yes, he did.
That's a great story.
It's a very interesting life. And so in the 4 o'clock hour, and some of it I've forgotten, or at least forgotten details of it, so I need to have my memory refreshed too. But I know that many of you who especially started listening in the last 10 years never got to hear. And nobody can tell it like he can, because he lived it. And there are portions of it that I've forgotten a long time ago, so I'm kind of looking forward to that too. So that in the 4 o'clock hour. Does anybody, I may tell a bonus joke today simply because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Limey's not going to be here tomorrow. He will be in the chair.
I will be.
You're not nervous, are you?
I'm not nervous. I am anxious. I'm ready to get this over with so I can have some nice, pretty, pearly white
teeth. There are two ways to be anxious. Anxious meaning anxiety-type anxious, or looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You've been there and you know what not to worry about.
This is the looking forward to it anxious.
Yeah, because the end result's going to be great.
You should call in right when you're finished.
You're getting all the
teeth? Right when I'm finished?
Well, right when you're finished, because then you're still kind of heavily
now,
sedated.
What are you having done? I'm with Tim.
All right, I don't know what the very two front teeth are called. I just call them the chompers, but I'm getting my lateral incisors covered porcelain, and then I'm getting the front four teeth covered in porcelain.
Porcelain?
Veneers. Yeah.
Veneers.
That's expensive.
That is.
You're going to get the chicks. When you get that done, look at all the really handsome movie stars. They all had that done. That veneer thing. It's pricey, but.
Did you go with cedar or oak for the rest of them?
I knew he was going to say something like
that. Save money. Make the others wood, Doc.
It's the British way.
Yeah. So he'll be gone tomorrow. I'll be gone tomorrow. Bill Cleveland will be in here in my seat, and I guess David Solomon.
Solomon is going to be over here.
Control board. Tim will still be here, and Dan will still be here. So maybe a bonus joke or two today. But first, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. I get a thumbs up from Tim and an I do from Dan. Verbiage wins out over
gestures, yes, or symbols. So let's swing it on over to Dan Strauss. What do you say, Dan? It's all yours.
All right, thanks so
much,
Frank.
You're welcome, man.
I've been looking for this article, and I had it up earlier, and then I lost it completely on my phone. But the article...
Right, that's a good one. I didn't think you had much.
What about
you, Ken?
The article read that the headline on the article was, PETA says that milk is for white supremacists.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And, I couldn't agree more.
And later on in the article, the one thing that I remember is it says milk is not meant for humans. It's meant for calves.
Yeah.
And humans are not supposed to drink milk after infancy. That's one of the things.
What about chocolate milk?
There's other things, too. They come from chocolate cows, right?
Yeah, brown cow.
Would the white supremacists drink chocolate milk?
Look, these PETA nuts, they also believe that we're not really supposed to eat much of anything except plants. We're not supposed to eat chickens. But if we don't, coyotes will.
Mm-hmm.
They go, well, you raise them just to eat them. Yes, that's true. And people also raise lettuce and grow it just to eat it. But they'll say the difference is lettuce doesn't have any nerves and doesn't feel pain. Well, how do we know that? I mean, maybe they don't.
What does PETA say about the farmers in Illinois that grow all the feed corn that feeds the animals that we eventually eat? Are we supposed
to say if we didn't eat those animals, we wouldn't have to feed them?
Yeah.
They got an answer for everything.
But I mean, do they protest the feed corn farmers? Because you know that feed's going to animals that we're going to eat.
Well, that's a great point. They'd say we don't protest the corn that's being consumed by humans, but yes, if it's going to be fed to animals that are going to be slaughtered, yeah, we don't like that. They don't like anything that leads to the killing of an animal. The PETA people need to be forced to sit down and watch the Discovery Channel for like 2 hours where animals are ripping each other apart while they're alive.
Now, if you put a PETA person in a cell and put steak and chicken and in there
and broccoli
and walked away for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You think they'd eat it?
You bet they would.
Oh, yeah, they would.
They'd scarf it down.
All right.
Of course they would.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're hypocritical, a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there is a guy in town. I got to be careful because this is not a criticism. I'll just mention Brooke Dubman. Brooke Dubman is Carroll House Furniture. They don't sell leather because he's real anti-leather. And to his credit, from what I can tell, he sticks by what he believes. Because I've been told by people who know him, I go, well, does he have a leather belt? They go, no, he doesn't. He won't have leather seats in the car. I mean, he goes all the way with it. So I give him credit for not being a hypocrite. Now, you're also taking, I think, some sort of hit in the furniture business if you don't sell leather. That costs you some business. There are faux leather products. You've seen them. I've seen them. You can't tell the difference. I've sat in couches and go, whoa, it's some nice leather. Nah, it's not leather. Naga hide or whatever it is. So to his credit, do I agree? No, I don't. I think, let's for a second assume that everybody believes in God, okay, and that everybody believes God had a plan and he put everybody here for a reason. And then he turned the humans loose and said, okay, make what you will of everything I've given you. Do what you will with it. And we invented the wheel and we figured out some stuff. Lightning struck and it burned some meat. And we went, that's pretty good. Let's cook all our meat. We just, we figured things out. At some point, some caveman or something looked at a horse and said, that almost looks like that thing was designed for somebody to hop up on there and ride it. That's like a seat there. And they did, and it worked out. Now, I don't know how we ended up drinking cow's milk, because, let's face it, 99.9% of milk that's consumed by humans is cow's milk. I made that statistic up, but it's probably close to real, because you can't count a coconut. A coconut doesn't have any boobs or teeth. There's no coconut milk. Nothing suckles the coconut. Okay?
Do some people, some people drink boobs. Goat's milk.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But I don't know how the actual main milk that little kids and adults became cow's milk. I don't know. I guess human beings, man, in the early days, tried everything because they had to. They had to experiment. Let's go out in the woods and see what we can eat. And if it doesn't kill one of us, we'll keep eating it. So somebody got out and squirted some cow teat milk in their mouth, and then they squirted some pig milk and some horse dog milk, and they decided, let's go with the cow milk. I know. How else could it have happened?
Yeah, cow milk's much better.
Look, if you dig deep enough, you'll find religions who think it's wrong to pasteurize milk. You drink That's it true. Raw, okay? The Amish people, you think they pasteurize their milk? I don't think they do. They just squirt it in a can and drink it. Mm. And by the way, if you've not ever done that, it's horrible. You ever tasted milk right out of the teeth?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I used to work on a dairy farm. Whew!
I was just looking up why we don't drink pig milk, and it's because it's higher in fat and more watery. It's not considered to be a viable agricultural product.
Mm.
But the pigs like it.
Well,
little pigs, yeah.
And look how they're pretty fat, too.
Must be good for you.
Right, yeah.
Healthy. Start drinking pig's milk. Mm-hmm. Except when you say watery, it makes me think it's probably like skim milk, and I can't stand skim milk. Mm-hmm. Skim milk is like...
White water.
If you had real whole milk, and you put ice cubes in it and forgot about it, and went back to it 2 hours later, it's half water, that's skim milk to me. You can see through it. You shouldn't be able to see through milk. So, to the PETA people, mind your own business. And nobody pays any attention to you anyway.
No.
We don't listen to you. Here's a news flash. We laugh at you. Okay?
We don't care.
See, the old school PETA people that would hear you say that, they'd wait outside the studio for you at 6:01 and they'd throw blood on you.
They throw blood and I throw black a 380 caliber Sig Sauer bullet. Bullet beats blood.
You said throw black.
Did you just throw bullets at them?
Well, through a gun. I would actually throw it. The gun would throw it. And I said black, and that was not a mistake. It would be a black talon. Black talon is a type of ammo that they discontinued the sales of it to regular consumers, and now it's only available to police departments, SWAT teams, Secret Service, that kind of thing. So when I heard black talons were going to be discontinued, you should see the stack of it in my safe. I got lots of black talons. I read it for like comic relief. I read it, if I see a PETA has said, I read it to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And their argument, if you say, well, since the beginning of time or recorded time, man has killed animals for clothing and skins. And they'll say, well, yes, because then they had no other choice. Now we have cotton and we have nylon and polyester and we know how to make fibers from it. They got an answer for everything. Now, do most deer hunters hunt because they're hungry? No, no. The duck. You think Johnny Londoff hunts ducks because his family's hungry?
I mean, the deer population and things like that, they kind of need to be cultivated.
They have to be thinned out, or we're going to live in a world run by deer.
That and disease, because the disease will kill them.
Lyme disease.
Yeah. Right.
So, no, they don't do it. It's not like the old days, thank goodness, but it's still a sport. And in many cases, it's still a family activity. Fathers, sons, daughters, even moms, sometimes they fish. They don't like fishing. PETA people, they don't think you should fish.
No.
So I say to them, why do you think there are fish? Yeah. Why would there even be fish if it weren't there? Again, God's looking down and go, okay, gave you some horses, some fish, gave you some trees. See if you can figure out how to make lumber out of that. Let's see what you can do with all this
stuff.
Well,
The disciples were all fishermen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. What did Jesus feed the 5,000 people or whatever? Fish.
Yeah.
And a couple loaves of bread.
Mm-hmm. Made from cow's milk.
Well, they don't like bread. No. It's got any milk in it. Just, you know, wheat only.
Yeah.
No milk. Yeah. And what do you call the hardcore vegan?
Vegans.
No, there's beyond vegan. What am I thinking? There's one that's actually...
I don't think there's anything
more severe.
Vegan. No, no. I think it's just
vegan.
Yeah, I think it stops at vegan.
Remember, we had a girl that was a vegan
at the
station.
We did?
Yeah.
Remember the great joke, the other word for lesbian? Vegetarian?
Yes.
Oh.
And her name...
Thank you.
Her name rhymed with smelly, and we used to call her smelly...
Oh, that's right.
...blank.
Oh, that's right. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Folks.
Her name was Telly?
No.
No, but anybody Well, it could be Kelly.
Shelly.
We're not going. We're like not that. Going beyond
be pot belly.
No, no.
Yeah,
she could have been sort of cute if she weren't so rail thin. Remember how she looked like she'd been in a starvation camp or something? Yeah. Folks, well, I'm making this up. Dan was there. He was a witness to this. I think everybody would agree that most gas that is passed by humans smells bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It just does. Sometimes it's almost odorless. That happens. But it never smells good, and it usually smells bad. This woman that we worked with, who was a hardcore vegan, had the stinkiest poots of any human. I'm not kidding. When people at work, eyes would water when they would walk through an area where she had just stood.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
Anybody tell her?
How do you tell somebody, hey, your gas stinks really bad, worse than normal?
You'd walk up to her cubicle and you'd go, so hey, I think
she was in sales and she didn't have a cubicle.
Yeah,
and I'm not kidding. Dan and I are not exaggerating. No. If you walked into her space within half an hour after she'd been there, you need a gas mask.
It was hideous.
Whew! That told me that's all I need to know about the vegan thing.
I don't need to be a vegan.
Well, think about how does broccoli smell when you're steaming it or cooking it? It smells horrible. Well, apparently that's the way it smells when it decides to come back out the other end. Only worse, it's been cooked twice, so it smells twice as bad. Boy, did she stink.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a BO guy. And it's not just radio, although I do think there are jobs people can have where nobody smells bad. I'll give an example. If you're in an office and it's all salespeople who are out all day calling on, I think they're a little more conscious of, how's my breath smell? Do I have BO? You know, that kind of thing. But radio, we had and I'm not going to begin, do not email me and ask these names. I'm not giving these names up, but Dan knows who I'm talking about.
I won't either.
This guy came in once a week to do a segment, kind of like the segment that Dr. Doug does or that Dan Buffa does. He'd come in once a week. This was the stinkiest guy we've ever smelled. And like half an hour before he'd come in, we had a file cabinet we kept candles in, like scented Yankee candles.
Yeah. Right.
And we'd light. It looked like a vigil for somebody who died.
Yeah.
We'd light like five or six candles and place them around the studio. And then when he'd come in, did he ask one time, hey, what's with the candles? And I think we just said, didn't we just like the atmosphere?
Yeah, we just like the candles.
Creates a calming atmosphere. Yeah. We didn't say it's because you stink so bad, we can't even inhale. So we'd light these candles, lavender, vanilla. I like that clean linen. That's a good scent.
Yeah.
And then when he'd leave, we'd blow them all out, and you could still smell that he'd been there. Whew, he was bad. He was bad. So, radio. Radio attracts.
I think there are some people out there, though, who don't know the difference between deodorant and antiperspirant. Though.
Antiperspirant is supposed to keep you from sweating.
Right.
It doesn't work.
It
doesn't
work. It depends. It depends on the stuff you get. You know, I mean, if you're like a really, really heavy sweater, then nothing's really going to work for you. You're just going to have to take washes halfway through the day. But, you know, I kind of use antiperspirant, and I think I'm BO-free.
Yeah, can I tell you, I don't think there's one bit of difference. I think one says antiperspirant, the other says deodorant. Beyond that, there's no difference. I just don't think there is. I think some people feel better, I'm buying antiperspirant because I don't want to perspire.
It's just for your armpits, right? Why?
I think so.
And why is it that your armpits put out an odor like that if you don't put on...
It's not just your armpits.
But you know how
the Tremenda cheese does not smell very good.
Oh, no. You know how you walk out of the house and you forgot to put deodorant on? And
yes.
Like,
and all day long you're putting your arm up and getting a whiff to see if you can smell anything. The other offensive odor, but I've never known if it's offensive to other people. This is getting a little bit weird here, but at least with men, down in the crotchal area, if you sweat at all, there's a very distinctive sort of crotchal cheese odor that builds up. But I don't know that other people can smell it because it's covered more, like underwear, pants, where underarms, There's not much.
Okay, describe
a filter. It's like when you buy one of those rotisserie chickens and you eat half of it, and then the next you leave it in the fridge. And then the next day you go and get that rotisserie chicken, and it's got that red gel at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's when that starts to form in your thighs.
But like this, the Fromunda cheese, like, you know, what is your, like, every man, I'm guessing, has a scent, you know, a different scent. I always thought mine was kind of more ham-y, you know.
Your crotch smells like ham?
Yeah, if it's been a hot day, it smells like ham after a couple hours. Like, yeah, if I go for a hike on a hot summer's day.
Don't go to the zoo and get near the lions.
What do you do? The flyby down there? You go down there and give it a flip and then do the sniff?
No, God, sniff my own nuts? No, of course not.
Well, what are you talking about? How do you know it stinks?
You know, when you get in the shower and all that, you take off your underwear, you're like, okay, hang on a sec, I'm a little fresh in this area. Yeah, you know, like, I can smell ham.
Now, do they make a product for that? Because women have that Summer's Eve stuff. Do they make a, is Cru-X a powder? What is that?
I don't know. I thought it was just like talcum powder.
Cru-X is the powder, yeah.
But do they make a flowery-scented, like, maybe not flowers, but a man thing for down there? Like, women have everything. Women have everything. They get it all.
We've got potpourri.
Cru-X makes jock itch antifungal powder spray.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Antifungal.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Antifungal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes all the problems, is fungus.
They even make antifungal pads for men. It's called Certainty.
Well, that's gay.
What?
That sounds good. You're going to wear a pad?
Yeah. Well, instead of spraying down there, you take a pad and you just wipe.
Oh, I thought you meant you wear a pad.
No, yeah. No, you wipe with it.
Do they have the three adhesive strips?
Certainty.
Do they have regular and super?
Oh, hang on a second. A texter just sent over. This is a very educational segment. Thank you.
Well, it is.
You're very welcome, Liz.
Hygiene is important. Do you remember, at one age, a school teacher talked to you for the first time about, now, young people, you're at the age now, you need, if you're not already using deodorant, and then they had the class about deodorant. Do you remember that?
No, I got lucky. My dad, when I think I was about 10 or 11, he was like, all right, come here, son, I need to talk to you about some stuff. And he was like, you're going to start smelling every now and again, so you kind of want to put on this deodorant.
Mr. Clark, James Clark, 7th grade health teacher, he's the guy who was the first teacher, because the truth is, I was in the hillbilly sticks part of Tennessee where there were parents, not only did they not tell their kids about deodorant, they'd never worn deodorant. I'm not kidding. These are hillbillies, and Mr. Clark gets up and goes, gentlemen, and when he would talk to the boys in the class, he'd always say, gentlemen, now, you're at an age now where you're going to be wanting to be around the ladies, and you don't want to stink. And then he brought deodorant into the class and held it up. This is deodorant. I know you all seen it. Hope you've seen it. You're old enough to use it now. If you're not using it, get yourself some deodorant. It's okay to slap on a little aftershave or cologne, even if you don't really shave, because, you know, you want to be attractive to the ladies, and you don't want to offend people. I'll never forget that.
And what was the age? Usually around 12, 13,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Right about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And, we got called. We'll take some calls.
And wait, Tim's been around hockey bags before.
It's awful.
What's a hockey?
Let me tell you.
Is that a bag full of dirty hockey
stuff? Full of your equipment.
The gloves are the worst.
Right? Yes.
When a hockey game is over and if you're in minor league hockey, which I was for 10 years, you play a game, all the equipment gets thrown in bags. You hop on the bus and you drive 7 hours to the next venue. Then you got to unload the bags. When you unload those bags at 5 o'clock in the morning and you open up the zipper, the sweat of the cloth and the sweat that's combined in a muggy area, it'll knock you out.
It's the most ungodly smell.
It's like chloroform. I mean, literally, if you stick your nose in there, and that's, guys used to do that.
You pass out. They did?
That's why, it's when you watch hockey now, you see guys will rake guys across their face with their gloves and they'll stick their face, because that's one of the reasons.
So
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It doesn't even smell human. It smells like a corpse.
But the rest of the equipment will start smelling because of the fungus that builds up from the sweat. I found this stuff at one of the sporting goods stores, and they have spray now. It's an antifungal spray that you can spray on your equipment. My equipment, I'm glad to say,
fresh as a daisy.
Fresh as a daisy. Does not stink like that. And I spray heavily on my gloves.
Mr. Clark was the guy that I went to in confidence for a personal one-on-one discussion after school. I said, Mr. Clark,
Can I go blind?
No. Can I talk to you privately about a personal matter after school? He said, well, of course, son. In the South, they call everybody son, like Jerry Reed. Son. And he said, he closed the door. He says, oh, what's the problem? And I said, Mr. Clark, every boy in the seventh grade class except me weighs 100 pounds. How can I get to 100 pounds? Because it was a big deal. Like, hit the 100-pound mark means you're kind of getting to be a big guy. And I was the only one that didn't weigh 100. And I said, I got to weigh 100 pounds. By the way, I made it. and he said two things. Son, when you're going for school, he said, you make sure you got plenty of ice cream and chocolate syrup. It could be Bosco, Hershey syrup. Make yourself a big old chocolate milkshake. Drink a couple of peanut butter jelly sandwiches every day after school. So I guarantee you'll gain weight. I ate more peanut butter jelly. I drank milkshakes. I didn't gain any weight.
Really? It just took like 40 years to take.
It was the time. I didn't realize I was eating time-release peanut butter and jelly and time-release milkshakes set to go off in about 30 years. Yeah. And, buddy, when they kicked in, they really kicked in. But there were two things that were a big deal to me. One, be 6 feet tall, made it. Weigh 100 pounds, made it a couple times over and more. But that was a big deal because I was short until my junior year in high school. I was 5'5". I went into my junior year at 5'5".
Wow.
Come on.
Well, you grew that much? In
2 years,
wow.
7 inches.
Wow.
Graduated at 6 feet tall. Shot up like a weed, as they say. I don't know how we got off on all
that. I don't know, but we got a lot of calls.
Yeah, you want to take some calls?
We didn't give the numbers, but we can take some calls. I believe Brian has been on here the longest. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. How you doing?
I'm fine. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Yeah, going to those, you know, the PETA stuff and the organic stuff and all that, you know, like natural deodorants, none of those work. I mean, I just wanted to make that comment. The stuff they sell at like Whole Foods and all that.
No, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt at all. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It's marketed to the people, to those tree huggers, who think that buying everything gluten free or organic or veggie this or eco this that makes for a better life and a better world. No, it doesn't. I'm not surprised at all. It doesn't work as well.
And then, you know, for equipment like Dan, the gloves and stuff, there's something called tea tree oil. It's from Australia, but that does work. That's like an antifungal.
I've heard of
it. It works real well.
Okay, yeah, I've got a spray. I can't remember the name of it, but that spray works great.
Well, he's trying to tell you about something else.
No, I know.
Tea tree oil.
The pea tree oil, yeah.
Is it pea tree?
Check it out.
No, I think it's tea tree.
Tea tree?
Yeah, T-E-A.
Okay.
It's like from it's like eucalyptus, but it's like... It smells funky, but it works.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Hi, Brian. You did it. You said it. Thank you, Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
Bob, I think, is next. Bob, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I'm AM and the PM.
That's important.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir, it is. But, you know, you were talking about men's grooming products and that sort of thing. From what I understand, Right Guard has just come out with a new one, you know, with the way...
Here it comes.
Here it comes! That's right. It's called Umpire.
Uh-huh.
It's called Umpire.
Uh-huh. This is a balls joke, but go ahead.
Balls and bat.
Yeah, for foul balls.
Foul balls, yeah. I'll let you go ahead and do it, but I knew the joke. It's a good one. Give him a rim shot. thank you, Bob. Thank you. The greatest audience in all of radio. No, it is. Susan is next. Susan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. What do you have?
I'm a high school teacher. And y'all were talking about odor.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't smelled odor until you've been in a classroom with, say, 20 young men. They either don't bathe or they do, and they use that spray you can get at the dime store.
Oh, Axe?
Yes.
Oh. Why
that
is that?
It worse.
Yeah, but why is that? Because when I was like 12, 14, It was the same exact thing, that overpowering, stinky, whore-like smell. It was a brute, or there were a couple of others that were just off the charts. Yeah, I know exactly. I've never smelled Axe, but I think that's the cool one now. Isn't that the millennial choice?
I think Axe has been popular for like the last 20 years.
High school choice is Axe.
It is for high schoolers,
And if you mention something that actually smells like a good, clean man, like Men in Aftershave or Aqua Velva or Old Spice, they laugh at you. Oh, that's my grandfather wears it. Well, let me tell you something. Your grandfather smells great. He doesn't smell like a whore. No, Susan, I know exactly what I can't imagine. I thought you were going to go room full of girls, young teenage girls. Thanks for not going there.
The girl, the high school girls, I would say, and Susan, you can maybe back me up on this, school girls...
I know what you're going to say.
...are a lot cleaner.
Yes.
But they go to, they will go to Victoria's Secret, and they get the cologne from Victoria's Secret.
Right.
And there's a certain smell with a high school girl. It's like that cologne that they wear.
Yeah. And here's what high school girls, Susan, need to understand. You don't need that. We already have a constant boner. You don't need that perfume. No, I'm sorry. You don't need that perfume. We're already, you know.
I know that, friend.
You need to put on a repellent. They need a product for women called Anti-Bone. And it keeps guys from walking around with a constant. I'm not kidding.
Susan, would Frank be sent to the principal's office by now?
Yes.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely would. Susan, what do you teach?
Well, I teach a program. It's called Missouri Options, and I help kids who have dropped out or who are ready to drop out get them back in school. I tell them what to do. If they do it, then we give them a high school diploma, which is important if you want to get into the military. They don't take GEDs anymore. Things of that nature. So it helps a group of kids.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. They have to prove that they have the mind of a senior.
Yeah.
And at least an academic mind.
This is politically incorrect, but I've done it for years. How old are you?
61.
Favorite age. You subscribe to, there's a great publication called 61 Having Fun. Do you get that magazine?
No, I have to look that one up.
Boy, I do. I just got the latest issue. Whoo! There's the greatest article in there, and it talks about how 61 is the new sexual peak for women. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did know it? Good for you. Susan, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening, and thank you for helping those kids realize they need to finish high school.
Well, thank you, Frank. Bye.
All right, Susan. Bye-bye. I liked her. We clicked. Did you hear it?
I could feel the chemistry.
Real obvious. Bruce, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good, and of course I'm AM and PM.
Well, of course you are. What's up?
Hey, I just want to help clarify something for you. You must have flunked that course in school about the deodorant. Of course, back then, I guess we didn't really have deodorant and antiperspirant. It was all pretty much right guard spray on stuff or something.
Or Tussie.
Well, why do you say I must have flunked it?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at those, and I've used both, no matter what the brand is, whether it's Old Spice or any of the others, the deodorants are like a greenish gel you can see through. The antiperspirants are a white, I don't know how to describe it, but it's thick. So when you put that white stuff on under your armpits, it kind of fills up the pores and doesn't let the sweat come out. But the green stuff doesn't do that. So they both control odor. So does the antiperspirant. It has scents in there, you know, to make you smell good. But it's just that it holds the sweat in where the other one...
Well, then what's the need? Why is there any need for deodorant if antiperspirant does both? If it's scented, why would we need deodorant?
Well, I think there would still be some odor there. You know,
well, then you'd have to use antiperspirant and deodorant. I don't think anybody does that.
Maybe some people don't want to block their pores. Yeah,
you're confusing me now, Frank.
Well, you confused. You started it. You confused
Welcome
me.
To our world.
You confused me first.
Oh well, sorry about that.
All right, that's all right. Thank you, Bruce.
It's just my observation. Okay,
all right, thank you. That's true, though. I think antiperspirant was just a term created by some genius in marketing going, how can we make our deodorant seem better? Oh, I know. We'll make it sound like it actually stops you from sweating. It doesn't just mask it. That's all I think it is. I could be wrong. Right Guard. You remember Limey won't, he's too young. But there was a time when almost every product in the bathroom was aerosol between your mom or sisters or whatever, hairspray, and that Right Guard would put out like a mosquito fog from a truck.
Yeah.
And you had residue of powder on the mirror, on the vanity, and you inhaled all that stuff.
And it was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got why aerosol is always cold, but whatever.
Well, anytime you put liquid under pressure, there's a cooling effect. That's how your body's own air conditioning system works. When sweat evaporates, or wet your hand and blow on it, it's cool. It's the pressure of that wind on the liquid. It creates cool. It's an evaporative process.
Well, Mr. And that's Science.
Mr. Wizard. You can just call me.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, you're welcome, Mr. little Wizard. Jerk. I don't even know who you are. Mike is next, and then we'll probably take a quick break, and maybe not. I didn't even give these numbers. Let me do that real quickly, just in case anybody else wants in here. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Fine, Frank. How you doing today?
Terrific. What's up?
Hey, this is Mike with a wife named Barry that's going on a cruise with you.
Oh, you're going to have a great time. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, look, I don't know. I used Old Spice for about 60 years, and about a year ago or so, I read the size of the package. I don't know if you guys ever had, but on the side of the package of an Old Spice says, if your grandfather hadn't used this, you wouldn't be here right now.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. No, and you know what that means? It attracted grandma to him.
Yeah.
And I still say that Old Spice, Aquafelva, Menin, make fun of it all you want to, but it's a lot less expensive than that other crap, and it smells like a man. It just does. And it smells like fresh, clean, like your grandpa or your dad or whoever in your family used it. And when they'd come down to breakfast or before they went off to work, just a great smell. Still a great smell.
Well, I was on a fire department out in Berkeley, and I was out of Old Spice. One morning when I was going home, and I borrowed some Aquavelva from another firefighter, put it on, and I swear I got sicker than a dog smelling that stuff after using Old Spice. I had to stop in Kinlock, of all places, and wash it off at a filling station.
There are certain perfumes, colognes. There was one that women wore, I guess still wear, and it nauseated me. I went out with a girl, had to take her home. She stunk so bad with that stuff. And it was made by Revlon. I think it was called Intimate. Whoa, did that stuff stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the drive-in.
I think I remember Aqua Velvet was like...
Not
a real
Velvet. Aqua Velva.
Had a real sweet smell to it.
There's something in there.
Yeah.
There's something in that sports stuff that the kids use now that I just can't stand. I don't know.
Axe.
Yeah, there's Axe, and there's a couple other ones.
Yeah, it really bothers me.
Right.
That was kind of the way that Aqua was.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, we'll see you in June. Bye now.
All right.
See you in June.
By the way, only about four cabins left on that cruise he's talking about, that Rhine River cruise to Europe. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later. Yeah, there was... I went to the drive-in because I've said this before. In my teenage days, if you ask a girl to go to the drive-in, she said yes. Boom! Make-out time. You knew she'd make out with you because nobody actually said they wanted to go to the drive-in because they wanted to see the movie. It didn't matter what the movie was. And we started, like, necking and making out and stuff. And I got, necking. Oh, man. Well, that was a term, yeah. Necking. I got so sick. And I would just back away, and she'd go, what's the matter? You don't like the way I kiss? That she said to me. I said, no, that, there's nothing wrong with that. I can't stand the way you smell. I probably could have put it a better way.
Oh.
And she said, what? And I said, whatever you're wearing, it's like what is that? She says, it's Intimate by Revlon. I said,
throw it away. Flush it down the I said, that stuff reeks. And her next words were, well, you can take me home. And I did. And I was glad to get her out of my car because my car smelled like it for like 3 days.
You should have said, take your clothes off because it was probably on her clothes.
Oh, you know what, Dan? Your clothes are saturated with that. We got to get those off of you.
Yeah, throw them out.
Why didn't I think of that?
Throw them out of the window.
Oh, actually, she should have thought of it. Yeah. She says, well, it's all over my clothes. Maybe I need to get rid of these. If she'd done that, I don't think this scared me to death.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. I'd go, uh-oh, this is what I've always wanted.
What do I now do what?
Now? I'm taking you home.
Now I'm taking you home because now I don't know what to do with it. Break time. First Community Credit Union. It's where I bank. It's where I do all my banking. The credit card, debit card. Did have an auto loan. Auto loan free now. Out from under any of that. Business banking. Had a little business loan for a while, a few years ago. And let's see, what do we have? I mentioned debit card. You can do a home equity loan. Do a home loan. In fact, they have a home equity loan rate on a special loan right now that this is only good till the end of the year. If you jump on it before December 31st, you get 12 months of home equity loan at a rate of 2.99% APR. Nobody else that I know of can touch that. And that's for a full year. And then it goes into what will still be whatever the market is calling for. We'll drop that a notch because it's their loan rate is still going to be very competitive. And I still don't think anybody else can beat it even after the 12 months. But that first year, you're at 2.99 APR. Yet another thing to make the other banking facilities jealous of First Community Credit Union. And I don't think at this point they're ever going to be able to catch up. I just don't. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. The original yard sale, the real yard sale, which has been a struggle, but it's finally coming around. Thanks to you. We need you to help us keep doing that. On Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, is brought to you exclusively by First Community Credit Union. It's the only sponsor, so you don't hear a bunch of other commercials. Show so good, it takes two people to host it. Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman will be on again this Saturday morning. First Community Credit Union, again, it is a great place to bank. You're not just a customer, you are a member. Check out that home equity loan because you do need to get in there and get that locked up before the end of the year. It's a terrific opportunity. So look into it, will you? First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Now we're going to check traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by UPSjobs.com. Accident southbound 55 at 7th Street. Now that's jamming eastbound 70 through the depressed section downtown. You've also got a crash eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. Look for slowdown southbound 270 Page to Manchester and westbound 64 your Kings Highway to Big Bend. Do you have a Class C license? Want a great job with excellent pay and benefits? Join UPS, now hiring full-time package delivery drivers in Earth City. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
When you want to watch the game, head to Kirkwood Brewhouse. Kirkwood Brewhouse has 14 humongous screen TVs, so you won't miss a minute of the Blues game, NFL game, or college football game, exclusively featuring ice-cold Missouri craft beers. Kirkwood Brewhouse is your hangout this sports season.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. How often do you sit up at night wondering how you're going to pay the bills? Get the cash you need and pay off your credit cards once and for all at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. With Veterans Day coming up, we all want to find ways to give back to the members of our military. At Hero.loan, you can cash out 100% of your home's value and use that money to pay off credit cards, cover travel expenses, or just get caught up on the bills. And as a special thank you for your service, I pay for your appraisal and we close VA loans in 14 days. The 5-minute loan approval available at Hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dean Muccio. A high-level investigation is underway after suspicious packages were delivered to political targets. CNN's New York offices and a billionaire liberal donor. Suspected explosive devices were mailed to CNN headquarters in New York. President Obama, Hillary Clinton, former Attorney General Eric Holder, Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters. A similar package was mailed to billionaire liberal activist George Soros on Monday. CNN's home, the Time Warner Building, was evacuated, as well as Wasserman Schultz's Florida office. President Trump says investigators will get to the bottom of this.
The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this